Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, there's all sorts of advice for older people as to how to keep their brain fit. And for a change, the internet does seem to have a positive role to play in this. Dr. Henry Monca is CEO of the Brain HQ. Good afternoon, Henry.
Good afternoon. It's nice to talk to you and slip in some good news about aging among all that politics you're about to cover.
We were talking at the start of the show about the severely deleterious effect that the internet and the use of screens is having on young people. That they've never been so disconnected through, ironically, being connected. But this seems to be having the opposite effect for older people.
Isn't that interesting, right? We look at something which, as you said, is more and more evidence is perhaps bad for young people spending a lot of time on computers and online. But when we look at that same activity in older people, there's new evidence that shows that it's healthy and even good for the brain, improving cognitive function and maintaining brain function.
Explain how that could be. Are these people, if you like, discovering the internet, discovering social media for the first time?
You put your finger exactly on it, Sean, which is that the difference with older people and why computer use and internet use seems to be helpful to them is because for them, and for me too, I'm on that age segment myself. For all of us, then it is something that represents new learning and new challenge for the brain. And, you know, you might ask, hey, what do we have to do to keep our brains healthy as we age? And there's lots of advice out there. Much of it is good advice around exercise and sleep and nutrition. But the single most important thing is, hey, helping your brain continue to learn throughout your life, continue to change. You know, the main idea of the brain is it's a learning machine, right? That's why we have brains, is so we can learn and do new things and thrive in new ways. And if we settle into a rut where we're always doing the same thing over and over again, our brain's not learning and it's not healthy for the brain. But if we find ways to challenge our brain through new learning, that's good for the brain. And that's what this study shows, is that these older people, by adapting to new technology, learning to use computers, getting online and doing interesting things. Hey, that's healthy for the brain in the same way that all new learning is helpful for the brain.
Yeah. It was this a process, though, where they have to learn gradually? Because I suppose that the often baffling thing about anything you can see on the internet is that it assumes you already know how to use it.
Absolutely. And in fact, all learning works gradually, right? Think about learning a foreign language. Think about learning a musical instrument. All learning proceeds in a step-by-step way. And for older people who are looking to, get online more, learn some new apps, figure out how that social media works that their kids are using, hey, a step-by-step learning process is, of course, going to be best. And having a friend or a family member kind of start to walk you through it is the best approach. And in fact, that's one of the challenges of the new data, which is, although it shows that this is healthy for older adults and older adult brains. You know, if you've seen any person in, let's say, their 70s and you handed them a phone and say, hey, why don't you get on Instagram and see what the grandkids are up to? That's a pretty steep learning curve.
Yeah.
And a lot of folks bounce right off it. And bouncing right off it, hey, that's not particularly healthy for the brain. But having someone who can kind of walk you through step by step, having a few things to check in on each day, that kind of new learning is helpful for the brain. And that's, I think, what we're learning from these studies. Is that, the folks who can engage in that structured learning where they're doing new things on the web, learning new apps on their computer, learning new apps on their phone, hey, that's driving healthy activities. And that's so different from the concerns we have about young people. With young people, we're not so much focused on, hey, have they learned to use Instagram? Because, you know, Sean, they've learned to use Instagram. They're
sure
good on that.
Yeah.
The challenge we have there is that, you know, we see this data that shows that young people are, you know, online 6, 8, 10, 12 hours a day. They're getting alerts in the middle of the night, interrupting them to sleep. That's a completely different pattern of technology use that's probably bad for brain health than what we're seeing in new studies of older adults. And that's the difference. It's not the activity itself. It's where you are in the learning curve. And then, frankly, just how much of it are you doing?
Yeah. Yeah. Though, was this study taken over a period of years? I mean, is there a worry, as with younger people, that, you know, granddad started using Twitter when he's 70, now he's 75, and he's on there screaming 8 hours a day about chemtrails in the deep state?
You are exactly right to raise that concern. You know, these studies that came out recently are mostly looking at the earlier stages of this, when people are learning these apps and are probably in that very positive phase of learning and discovery. The risk that comes out of it, and you hit the nail on the head, you put it better than even I could have, is that eventually you turn the corner and you're in that unhealthy pattern of computer use and internet use, just the way young people are. And that, you know, hey, one possibility is those information bubbles, like you say, all of a sudden it's about chemtrails in the deep state. But the other possibility is, of course, you're opening yourself up to scams and all kinds of things like this, right? The number of older people who get scammed on the internet, whether it's a romance scam, and all of a sudden that woman, nice woman you've met from Bulgaria needs £50,000, right? You know, these things are happening more and more and more. And so I think eventually that does become a risk factor. So as scientists, and I'm a brain health specialist, the question is, hey, how can we get the benefits out of driving new learning in older adults without eventually turning that corner into making it a risky behavior?
Yeah, which is possibly, if we figure that one out, that'll be good for all of us. Henry, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That was Dr. Henry Monca there. He's CEO of the Brain HQ and a part-time dinosaur fighter.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.